Chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. How many of you lost your power this week? Okay. How many of you've still lost your power? Okay, we're in that number too, so amen. So anyone have some extra beds? Okay. All right. So let's pray for each other. Amen. Good to have Josh and Angela with us. Brother Josh, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir? Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 28. Isaiah 40, 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth what? Power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, when the first winds hit last night, our power was on, but it wasn't very many minutes, and it was blinking, and then it come back on, and when it blinks like three or four times in a row, I know we're doomed. The breaker keeps trying to kick on, off, and sure enough, it went off. Well, I got some good news, though. I don't know, did you get any good news, Brother Steve, about when yours is going to be on? Oh, well, that's better than ours. I got the good news, it's going to be Saturday for us, so amen. Okay, so the Lord knows that we need power. Power, number one tonight, power for the faint. Power for the faint. Well, in verse 28 there, it says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the who? The creator of the ends of the earth. He's the one that fainteth not, neither is weary. So he's our creator. You know, the creator of something knows the capacity. How many of you know the capacity of your engine for oil in your vehicle? Okay. I can tell who changes your own oil. They have weird numbers nowadays, like 4.5 quarts. And, you know, I mean, I think all these engineers know that, you know, that oil is sold by the gallon or by the quart. So how they come up with a half of a quart or the lawnmower, I think, takes, 2.1 quarts of oil. Okay, now wouldn't you think they would have just bumped that one way or the other? So, talk to Brother Jim about engineers on cars to see if they're going to heaven. We're not sure about that. No, I'm just kidding. They can be saved. Amen. And we'd sure like to see him saved and make our lives easier. Amen. Amen. So, but God is our creator. He knows our capacity. I have a generator. We have a generator. And running our pump is about its capacity. When that pump kicks in, it like coughs and just about right down there, and it's about all it'll handle, turning that pump on. But the Creator knows our capacity. And isn't that good? God created us and He knows our capacity. He knows what we can handle. On generators, there's specifications on it. And you can look on your pump specifications. So how many amps does it draw when it starts? A lot of electric motors draw more amps at first. It's kind of like getting out of bed, isn't it? That takes a little more amps than once you're out to keep moving. But it's just getting out the first time takes a little more energy and willpower. So usually in electric motors, it's that way. It takes a little more energy to get it going. But then, once it's going, it runs smoother. So, but the Creator knows that. The one who invented the pump, the motor on it, has all those specs and knows what it takes. So if you're going to get a generator to run your whole house, just pull a semi-truck in there. It's about the end of it. You know, we complain about consumers' energy and the cost, and then you try taking a generator and keep filling it with gas and filling it with gas, and you multiply that times 30 or 31 days in a month, and you'll probably decide that actually it's probably a pretty good deal what they're giving you, running everything in the house. But he's our Creator. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. And you know, our Creator knows that. He knows exactly what we can handle, and of course, in and of ourselves, we can't handle anything. But he wants us to look to him. So sometimes he gives us a test. Okay? Are you going to look to me? Or are you going to try to start without me? Well, if you try to start without him, guess what happens? We cough and sputter and our engine dies. That's what happens. So God tests us, different loads, different strains. We were talking about truss rafters in the building, and then they're engineered to take a certain load. In our neck of the woods, it's got to take a certain snow load. Brother Josh down there, do you get much snow? No. Not much snow. So down there, probably truss rafters really aren't engineered to handle snow load. Don't have to worry about it. But up here, but go up in the UP, and guess what? They have to be engineered to take more of a snow load because there's more weight up there, up in the UP. Well, it's sometimes anyway, probably most of the time. But you know, when we get discouraged, We should not faint. That's what we're talking about. Power for the faint. We've just got to understand that without the Lord, we can't do anything. Notice in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And you know, about the time we get complaining or, you know, consumers' energy in the summer. Oh, I don't know. What is it? Was it June to like September from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., the rates are 50% higher. So it's kind of great incentive not to turn the air on. And, you know, it's real easy to complain and thought, why don't you do that from midnight to 6 a.m.? I don't need the air so much then because it's cooler. Well, maybe a little cooler. But the idea is they need some people to back off on electricity use when it's the heaviest. And you know, in the flesh, we can complain, but you know what? Then something like this happens, the power goes off, and then we realize, you know what? We have it so good. We really do. I can remember when Pastor Jeremy and Sister Julie was in Mexico, and in Huehuetoc there, the power was often off. I don't know, Pastor Jeremy, was it at your house or at the church or both? Both. And so Pastor Jeremy and I would communicate, and he'd say, the power's off, or the power's still off. And so, like, no refrigerator at one or the other of them. And I'm thinking, wow, it's been a lot of days. Their power's been off. How many of you kind of need your refrigerator? Yeah. You know what? I never heard Pastor Jeremy complain not one time that when the power was off and they didn't have a refrigerator at one place or another. I thought, wow, you know, we take a lot for granted, don't we? And it's real easy to complain. But in John 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. What does the vine do for the branches? Supplies nourishment. Supplies power to the branch. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do what? Nothing. Nothing. The power comes through the vine. The power comes through the trunk to the branches. There are no leaves if there's no power coming through the trunk. Brother Steve knows all about the power that goes through the trunk. He taps into that power every early spring, the sap. And they know the sweet ones, okay? They've got that figured out. So the power in the tree. And, you know, so the Lord tests it. The Lord puts a little load on us and sees, okay, are they going to look to me? Or are they going to drop this load on and just say, oh, I can't do this? I remember when I started Bible college, I had really good intentions. And the first day, the teacher said, you got to do this, you got to do this, and you got to do this. You know, it's like, it seemed like it was 10,000 pages and 10,000 papers. And it seems like, what are you talking about? No human being can do what you just... And so you go the next day to school, and you know what happens? Teachers don't cooperate with each other. And so a lot of them decide, you know what? We're going to make their lives miserable for 4 years or whatever, and we're going to just dump it on them. And you think, by the end, you think, there is no human way possible to get all this work done and to get all these books read. No way possible. And so the Lord puts a load on us and just sees if we'll look to Him. And I know we can't handle it. It told us there in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. We can't handle the load. But you know what? The Lord will put a little on. But notice with me in Matthew 11. Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11. How many of you think the way to rest is to take a vacation? You are smart. You are wise. Taking a vacation is kind of tiresome. You almost have to go back home just to rest up, don't you? Well, Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that what? Labor and are what? Heavy laden. So it's not just those who are laboring, but those who are heavy laden. And he says, I will give you what?
Rest.
How many of you like to rest? Sure. And so, oh boy, this sounds great. Jesus says, just come to me. If you're laboring or if you're heavy laden, if the load that's being put on you seems too much, just go to Jesus. All right. Where is he going to take us? Verse 29. What's the first three words? Take my yoke and throw it away. What's it say? Upon you. What's a yoke? We're not talking about eggs. A yoke. A yoke is something you hook two animals together. Even like a drive shaft in a universal joint, there will be a yoke in it. And so a yoke holds two things together. It allows movement, but holds them together to pull a load, turn a load. And so the Lord, you know, when we are laboring and when we really feel heavy laden, he doesn't say, just ask me, I'll send you to Hawaii or Alaska, Greenland. Amen. Where's Jesse? There you are. I didn't hear any amens there. Someplace is cool. No, the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me. So, you know, a yoke is for work. A yoke is for work. So, you know what? When we are really burdened, heavy laden, the Lord doesn't say, follow me and I'll give you a vacation in paradise. That is coming when you're saved. But no, the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What will we learn? It just doesn't seem fair, does it, that when we're heavy laden, we're burdened, that the Lord wants us to go to work for him? How many of you have seen any signs recently that say, hiring now? Yeah, all over. All over. But you know what? The Lord is advertising, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am what? Meek and lowly in heart. You know what? When you work with someone, you learn if they're meek or you learn if they're stubborn. When you work with someone, you learn if that person is easygoing or else you learn you sure wish you had somebody else to work with. When you work with someone, you really get to know them. And you know what? The Lord says, you know what you're going to find? I am meek and what? Lowly in heart. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that think God is a hard taskmaster. Anyone who thinks that, I can tell you they are not in the yoke with the Lord. Because if they were, they wouldn't say that. They would find out that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Verse 30. And it says back in verse 29, we really didn't finish that. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find what? Rest unto your souls. So go to work for Jesus, and you'll find what? Rest. Rest for your souls. You know, our problem is when we get stressed out, we're trying to do it all ourselves. It's like that electric motor that takes, I don't know, did any of you guys know, Brother Jim, do you know how much extra amps a motor takes from the start? I don't know if there's a set amount, but it can be a lot. In fact, the generator is the same way if you've had one of those running. A lot of them, it's built in. It'll take a surge so big, but it will not keep up with that surge. It'll shut off or break or burn up or something. And so the Lord wants us, when we've got that load, he's going to test us. He's going to test all of us. Okay, I'm going to put a little load on them. I'm going to see what they do. Do they crumple? Or do they look to me? What are they going to do? And you know what? We'll find out that his word is true, that his yoke is easy. It's just in this world, it's so easy to get stressed out, isn't it, over things. But as Christians, you know what? That's the time when the load gets heavy. We had such a mess. Some of you are witness to what the mess was in here. For Reese and Stacy, for the motorhome there, we had a 30-amp service out there, and I've always wanted to up, well, not always, but as travel trailers and motorhomes get bigger, the electricity usage is more. And so for some time, I've known we need to upgrade that to a 50-amp. And so Bob wanted to help out on that, so we've been looking for a time, and so we picked, was that yesterday? Yesterday. Okay, so I'm out on the corner of the building taking off siding and cutting a spot, and so he come in. In the back furnace room, he started hauling things out and out and out and out and out. And when I come back in here, I mean, the entryway is filled with wire and junk. And going down the hallway, the whole wall is filled with stuff. And I was really tempted to leave it all out there for tonight, just to show you we need more storage space, okay? But it wouldn't have looked too nice, so I thought I'd better try to get rid of it. And I thank you for the helpers that finished helping clean that mess up. And so, you know, it would have been so easy to say, oh, what am I going to do with all this stuff? What am I going to do? But you know what? That's the time that we just have to look to the Lord and say, Lord, it's more than I can do. I need your help, Lord. I need your help. And so back to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. You know what? God is our creator. In Isaiah 40 and verse 28, says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the who? The creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth what? Power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. When we were out witnessing Saturday, come up to one guy and he looked kind of muscular. And so I said to him, I said, are you a weightlifter? And he said, well, I used to be, but he hadn't in quite a while. And he began to tell us of, I don't know if it was his back, Brother Steve, or, yeah, disc in his back. So he doesn't lift weights anymore, but he still has the look, anyway, of a weightlifter. But he no longer has that ability in himself. And, you know, it doesn't take very long in life, does it, to realize we don't have the ability to handle much, not for any sustained period. We need the Lord, and He's the Creator. He knows our capacity, and so we need to look to Him. So, power for the faint. Number two, power for the fearful. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7, power for the fearful. Excuse me, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of what? Fear, but of what? Power, and of love, and of a sound mind. A sound mind. There's things that we sometimes just don't, in our own strength, just don't add up correctly. I was thinking to add a 50-amp service. I think I was figuring a number six wire. But in the box, there's a 50-amp for a motorhome, travel trailer. And then there's a 30-amp plug. And there's a 20. But you know what I didn't think about? We may have all three. Maybe Reese and Stacy will be here plugged into the 50. Maybe some other missionary will drop in and need the 30. And I don't know what somebody's going to do with the 20. Maybe run a power drill or something. But you know what? So the number six wire wasn't enough. I had to add all those three together. So that took a number three wire, if you're going to have them all in use, which is a possibility. And you know, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. That's going to draw a lot of juice. Power, love, sound mind. We never know what we're going to be called upon, do we? All at once. What about Job? We looked at him recently. He not only lost all of his wealth, all of his animals. That was his wealth. That was his job, his occupation. He lost it all in one day, but he lost his children in the same day, all 10 of them. So we never know. We never quite know what we're going to be called upon to handle all at the same time. I can recall back when Sandy's dad went to be with the Lord. We had some other issues, and I got a phone call. And I was just thinking, I don't think I want to handle what this phone call is about. Don't we have enough with dealing with the loss of Sandy's dad? So we never know, but the Lord allows certain things to come upon us, and once again, He wants us to see, listen, my wire isn't big enough to handle this load. What happens when a wire can't handle a load? Yeah, it'll throw the breaker, or if you've got it on a breaker that's really too big for the size of the wire will get hot enough and burn in two, and might start the house on fire. So, our wire has to be big enough to handle anything. And our wire isn't, is it? But God is. He is big enough. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, when we don't love as we should, it affects our mind. It affects our mind. That's why the Lord tells us, you know, don't go to sleep holding a grudge against someone, not forgiving someone. Don't do that. Notice with me in Psalm 62, Psalm 62 and verse 11. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. God tells us that. You know, it's surprising that when we will obey the Lord and love, it's surprising how He increases the wire size. It's surprising how much we can handle without overheating. Have you ever known anybody that has a short fuse? What does that mean? It means they get upset fast. They get mad fast. They overheat. You know, we don't have to. As a Christian, we don't have to overheat. I know our wire isn't big enough, but when we look to the Lord, His wire is big enough. In Psalm 62, verse 11, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh." Let's see, 62. "Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him." Let's see. I'm in Isaiah. I knew something was wrong there. Okay, Psalm 62. I'll try this again. Psalm 62, verse 11. "God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that what? Power. Power belongeth unto who? God." Jesus said, well, let's just look at it in Matthew 28. You know, sometimes we kind of misspeak and think that God has given us all power. But in the Great Commission, we need to look what it says in Matthew 28, 18. Matthew 28, 18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying," what? "All power is given unto" who? "Me," Jesus, "in heaven and in earth." So, what does he say about it? "Well, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father," "and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo," what? "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Where in there does God say he's given us all power? No, it says in verse 18 that he has all power. And in verse 20 that he will always be with us. And what does that do? It makes us look to him. It makes us look to Jesus for power and for strength. Well, in closing, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. See if I can find the right book this time. In verse 3. 1 Corinthians 2, 3. This is Paul speaking. Most people would say he was probably the greatest missionary that's ever lived apart from Jesus Christ. Jesus is obviously the best missionary. Number one, he came the farthest. No one has ever gone as far in missionary work as him. He came from heaven to earth. And number two, no one has ever been treated more cruelly than Jesus Christ. And number three, he's the only person that's perfect, lived a perfect life here on earth. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 3. So Paul says, "And I was with you in" what? "Weakness and" what? "And in fear." "And in" what? "Much trembling." Wow, really? Paul? Wow, when you read what God had him wrote, you would think that, boy, he was just out there preaching up a storm and enjoying every minute of it. That's not what he said. He said, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that what? Your faith should not stand in" what? "The wisdom of men, but" in what? "The power of God." So Paul said, you know what? I was out there in weakness and trembling. I didn't have enticing speech. I wasn't an orator like Apollos. He was out there in fear and trembling. But he said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, you know, when we feel like we have such a heavy load on us, what do we need to do? Matthew 11, 28. We need to go to Jesus. He'll get us in the yoke. And as we observe him, we'll find out that he's meek and lowly in heart. And he'll give us rest for our souls. You know what? If everybody takes a vacation, which I'm told that's why there's so many help wanted signs, it's like everybody is taking a vacation at government expense. I know you're not Josh. You deserve a vacation. I know. Angela knows you deserve a vacation. So Angela needs a vacation too, right, Brother Josh? She deserves a vacation. Okay. So, you know, when we get heavy laden and burdened, that is not the time just to sit around. That's the time to be busy. But we don't have the power to handle it all. I know. That's the time we need to look to the Lord. He has the capacity. So there are many times in life when a problem suddenly arises. It's just like that electric motor. When it tries to start, it pulls a lot bigger load trying to get going. And you know what? That big load upon us is meant to get us to look upward to the Lord. We don't have to fear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. Lord, I pray if there should be any here tonight that are not yet saved, help them to realize that Jesus is the power, the only one who can save. It's his blood, his pure, sinless blood, born through a miraculous virgin birth, lived a perfect life. God Almighty in the flesh, died on the cross, bearing our sin in his own body on the tree, was buried and rose again in victory from the grave, proving that his blood is enough to wash away our sins. We thank you for that power of the gospel, that power of Jesus' blood. And Lord, I pray you'd help us as Christians, because we still live in an old body of flesh that still gets tired, that still has problems, weakness, sickness, fatigue. And Lord, many times we face loads that are way beyond our capacity. And Father, I pray that in those times you would help us to realize that you're not being mean to us. You're just allowing us to experience that surge, so we'll look to you, knowing that we can't handle it. So we will immediately look to you for our strength. And in those times, then we learn more about you than we get in the yoke with you. And we learn that you're meek. You're not mean. You're not hard-nosed. You're very loving. You're very kind. You're very meek. And you make sure that our load is easy because you carry the majority of it. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, I don't know all the problems that people may be facing other than the power being off. But Lord, let it be an example to us, an illustration that we need you. We're not self-sufficient. So please have your way in our hearts now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's take our hymn books.